The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We then send our condolences to our 12th and living Imam, Al-Hujja, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala, Farajahu Sharif, and to each and every one of you. As we gather on this night to commemorate the Istishhad anniversary of our fourth Imam, Imam As-Sajjad, Zain al-Abideen, alayhima afdalu salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam in Baqi, inshaAllah, and that we receive his shafa'at in the hereafter, inshaAllah. You know, it is impossible to separate Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam from Karbala. And the way we remember and mourn is by remembering what he had to go through in Karbala. You know, my heart starts that when Imam alayhi salam, you know, comes back to the khaymah to bid farewell, one of the places he stops is the tent of Sajjad alayhi salam. I keep thinking, yeah, that Sajjad, who was coming in and out of consciousness because of his illness, that when he looked at his father, and when he saw his father bloodied, and when he saw his father with thirst on his lips, and when he saw that his father was bidding farewell, I wonder if at that moment Sajjad asked Aba Abdullah, Ya Abata, Aina Ammi Abbas? That where is my uncle Abbas? Aina Akhi Aliyun al-Akbar? Aina Akhi Qasim? I wonder if at that time Imam al-Hussein looked at him and says, Beta, even Aliyun al-Asghar is no longer. Wahad Sajjada. Wa Mazluma. We can only imagine again what happens after. You know, when he was asked, that remind me, O Sajjad, how you were taken from Karbala to Kufa and Kufa to Sham. What does Imam alayhi salam say? He says, they placed me on a lame camel without any saddles. And then they raised a standard and they kept the head of my father on the standard. And they had our women and children on lame animals without saddles or coverings. And there were guards everywhere. And they were ordered that whenever someone cries, that we were hit on the head with spears. This is how our Imam was taken from Karbala to Kufa and Kufa to Sham, constantly being hit. For what crime, O Sajjad? For the crime of crying for his father and the Imam of the time, Wa Husayna. You know, before they were taken out of Karbala, they were made to pass through the battleground. And this is when they saw the body of their loved ones laid out. The body is being decapitated. The body is laid without any ghusl and kafan. It is at this time that Zainab looks towards Sajjad and she says, oh, the reminder of my grandfather. Why do I see you struggling for life? It is like the soul of Sajjad was coming out. Sajjad says, what? Ya Ammati. Oh, my Aunt Zainab, how can I not be restless? How can can I not risk my life when I see my master, when I see my brothers and uncles? They have fallen drenched in their own blood without anyone to care for them, while I am here and I cannot do anything to assist. This gham stayed with Sajjad, huh? This inability to do anything for his father at that moment. Imagine, just imagine, if you see your brother, if you see your father, if you see your children laid out, and there is nothing we can do for them. Wallahi, it reminds me when Aliyun al-Akbar comes to Imam al-Husayn and he says to him, Ya Abata al-Atashu qad qatalani, that this thirst is killing me. You know the jawab of the Imam was what? The jawab was, my son, what you're saying to me is difficult to bear. It is difficult because I cannot fulfill it. Sajjad felt that same way. He could not fulfill it. But we say, Ya Sajjad, there is more you have to see after this. There is more difficulties you have to endure after this. You have to be taken to the courtyard of Yazid and see this mal'oon play with the stick on the teeth of... You have to be in the dungeons of Sham when a young 3-year-old child embraces the head of her father and kisses the lips of her father and then does not move. Oh Sajjad, you have to bury your sister in Sham. Oh Sajjad, you have to see your aunts and your sisters in chains and in prison. You know, it is said Abu Hamza al-Thamali comes to him and sees him crying. He says, Ila mata'ad al-buka sayyidi, till when will you cry these tears? The Imam alayhi salam says, yes, I know that death for us is ordinary, that shahadat is an honor. But he says, Ya Aba Hamza, have you ever heard of women from the family of Rasulullah being taken as prisoners in this way? He says, by God, every time I see my aunt Zainab, every time I see my sisters, I can see them running from one tent to the running from one tent to the other as they tried to escape the fires. When the Imam alayhi salam was poisoned, and when the poison took over the life of our Imam, it is said Imam al-Baqir was giving ghusl on his father and he began to cry out loud. فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا يُبْكِيكَ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, what makes you cry, oh the grandson of Rasulullah? He says what? He says, Abki li ara min athar al jami'a. He says, as I was doing ghusl on the body of my father, I saw the marks of where chains and shackles were placed on the body of our Imam. Every day the Imam would be reminded of it. فسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
راحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف
صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.